Welcome to International Report. Throughout the 20th century, Harlem was seen as an insalubrious neighborhood where mainly poor black people lived. During the 19th century, Harlem was home to mainly white immigrant communities. In the second episode in our five-part series on Harlem, reporter Sarah Lefebvre charts the changes in Harlem's racial mix.
Hello, Richard.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Great.
Richard Lanham is a singer who was born on Long Island and arrived in Harlem in the 80s. He lives on Adam Clayton Powell Jr. Boulevard near Central Park, a quiet residential area today.
When I first moved here, I used to take a taxi from downtown, and I'd take him uptown, and I'd give him $2, and I'd say, please, stay here until I get into the house, you know. And so he'd wait for me, and I'd go in the house, you know. And I never socialized in Harlem. I mean, it was a ghetto because there were so many poor people that lived here, really, really poor people. And as you would ride down the street, you would see men in the wintertime, they would get big garbage cans, and they would take all kinds of stuff and put them in the garbage cans and light the garbage cans. And so they could have a fire, and they would put their hands over the fire, because a lot of the buildings had very, very, very poor heating system and very bad plumbing system. I remember that when I first moved here, there were so many fires in the apartments because people had very bad electrical hookups and very bad heating systems and very bad plumbing systems. And they were not kept up because the landlords who had owned the buildings, they deserted them. And they, you know, they were not around anymore. When I first moved here, there were a few white people that lived in Harlem. And, but all the other, you know, lots of other white people, they didn't want to come up here at all. And they felt that to live next door to a black person would be terrible, you know. And Harlem was very deprived of educational facilities and recreational facilities, and the people were treated very, very poorly here. And the schools were just terrible, and the crime rate was very, very high, very high. There were gangs all over the place. There were murders and a lot of heroin, and then it turned into crack. And so, you know, it was not a pleasant place, you know, because actually Harlem, when it first, you know, it was built for white people who were very wealthy, who lived downtown. And they would come uptown to Harlem because Harlem, it was kind of rural to them, you know. And so it was a very beautiful place.
Black people began moving to Harlem in large numbers at the beginning of the 1920s, during the Great Migration. Karen Taborn, the author of the historical guide Walking Harlem, walks and talks visitors through the birth of this ghetto in New York City.
Harlem was being built up as an upscale, elite neighborhood. The first suburb of New York City, actually, of Manhattan. And the developers overbuilt the real estate, this really beautiful real estate up here. They couldn't fill the buildings. And what happened was an industrious entrepreneur, Philip Payton, a black entrepreneur, came along, real estate man, and he said, listen, I can fill your buildings with black people, we were called Negroes at the time, who will even pay more money for rent than the wealthy whites that you wanted to move in. Because black people have always found it very, very difficult to live in the United States, including to find housing. And they needed housing. So they were willing to double up in homes and you know, rent rooms out or do whatever they had to do to get a place to live, and they were willing to pay the money. And there was resistance in among the white people who lived here for black people to move in, but money speaks. And the people who owned the property, they eventually said, okay, the first one, you know, they opened it up. And then there was what we call white flight. Black people moved in, and then white people moved away really quickly.
White people moved away to live in Lower Manhattan, but ended up coming back to witness the emergence of the Harlem Renaissance. Sarah Lefebvre for RFI in Harlem.